Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, it's Jaesu here at Con Bravo here in Burlington, making the rounds of John Balmer. And we've come upon the booth of author Adriana Blake. Hi.
Hello.
So it looks like you do a comic book called Fall on Me?
Yes, that's correct. It's an autobio comic based on just funny, silly moments from married life.
As a married guy, I know there's a lot of silly moments.
Oh, yes. I've not run out of stuff yet.
Nice. How'd you get started on the book?
Well, it started as a webcomic first, just, you know, updating online. I didn't think of a book until maybe almost a year later, to be honest. And it was, you know, from readers asking me, oh, are you putting this out in any way, shape, or form, and like in print form. So I thought, oh, I should look into that. So I started delving into self-publishing. So, yeah.
Cool. It looks like you've got 3 volumes of the book.
So far, yes. I did take a bit of a hiatus, which means that for this year I do not have a new book, because I mean right now these 3 volumes came on average like 1 a year, because I was updating comic strips twice a week, and I then did compilations of 100 comic strips per book, so now I have some catching up to do.
Nice. Well, it looks interesting, and you got some decent looking artwork here as well.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I mean, I yeah, that's my little Captain America. Yeah, I attend the Sheridan for animation, although comics has also been something that I was always interested in as a kid, so, and always something I wanted to do on the side, so I guess when the idea sparked in my head to actually chronicle my married life in a way, I guess, and that was, you know, enough for me to then just make it into comic form. So it's been a fun ride so far.
Oh, cool. Do you have any comic book artists or writers that influenced your work?
Oh my gosh, there's too many. I can't think of just one. I think that one that it has influenced many people, Bill Watterson, you know, Calvin and Hobbes. Charles Schulz for, you know, Peanuts. Lynn Johnson, for better or for worse. I've actually had the incredible compliment from many people telling me that my work reminds them of hers, which in my mind I'm like, oh my god, no way.
I can actually totally see that.
Let's see. A friend of mine, Katie Shanahan, I really admire her work, and you know, we went to college together, and having seen her work, you know, grow leaps and bounds, it's been amazing. That's been very inspirational for me. Oh my goodness, so many people. Jeff Smith from Bone.
Pretty good list so far.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I feel bad because I feel like I'm missing. Oh, Mike Kunkel, Hero Bear and the Kid. Oh my gosh. Especially back in college when I discovered his book, it like really, you know, touched home for me. I could go on, but I'm sure you guys are short on time, so I'll stop right now.
Where can people go to check out your work?
Please go to littleteacup.net. That's my main website. If you want to read the comics directly, go to littleteacup.net/fallonme.
Thanks for your time today. It was great meeting you, and we'll talk to you again sometime.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.